This definitely is a matter of great public concern that these two state institutions are involved. But we do have the courts in place, and if they do have issues between themselves, the rule of law still works in Fiji. They can take it to the courts and get justice or get orders according to however the courts rule.
Do you think that the legal profession in Fiji would have some issues with what's happened, though, with the military now hiring those three police officers who are already facing charges for sexual assault?
Well, it's not just the legal profession that would be concerned. I mean, I'm sure the public at large, I mean, it's made it to our headlines in our news. It's made it to the newspapers here, so definitely of concern to everyone. But whether they can hire them or not, I mean, it comes down to whether they themselves have, they all have their own policies and procedures in place with respect to employment. So if they hire them, they must ensure that it's based on merit and equal opportunity.
Could this be an attempt by the Republic of Fiji military forces to, in some sense, protect these men from prosecution? I mean, Colonel Giliho, the land forces commander, said that they hired them because these men had felt as if they'd been left alone. That seems a bit of a message, doesn't it?
Well, I'm sure the RFMF have their own reasons for this statement, and perhaps it's a good idea to also ask them these questions.
They haven't responded.
Okay. Well, all I can say is that these are merely, with respect to them being sent overseas, these are merely speculative. If it does happen, the courts are still there in place. They can still get orders to get them back, but like I said, they're still speculative.
Well, one thing that isn't speculative is the fact that when the police went to the military barracks to arrest one of the men charged in relation to this case, they were refused access to the military camp by the military. Is that something that the military can actually do, or is that a challenge to the concept of rule of law in Fiji, that no one is above the law?
No one is definitely above the law, and that's why, like I said earlier on, if there's any issues between these two state institutions, they have the courts in full access to get further orders.
In this case, though, do you think that is going to happen, that the police could take the military to the court? Is that the best way for this to be sorted out, or should the military have simply allowed the police access, which would be normal?
Well, I, to be quite frank, I don't know all the facts of this, all the facts behind this, but all I can say is, you know, we do have these two institutions still can go to court to get orders to ensure that their duties that are bestowed on them are fulfilled.
Well, I think the issue is, should the military forces be behaving in this manner in the first place?
Like I said, the RFMF, however they behave, if the police have issues with it, they know that the rule of law is still there. They can still take it to the courts.
What do you think the issues of most concern about this actually are?
To be quite frank, Bruce, I don't have any concerns about this. I mean, like I said, I don't know the entire facts of it. When you sent the questions, I then had to go up and have a quick read of what was put in the newspapers or put up in social media. But for me, there's no issues on it with regards to the rule of law, because our courts are still there. You can still take it to the courts to get a decision. If the police are not happy with it, if RFMF is not happy with it, or whatever actions either party, either state institutions take, the courts are still there for them to get their issues sorted out.
If I was harbouring a fugitive for justice and the police knocked on my door and I told them to go away, I think people would have an issue with that, wouldn't they?
Well, in any country, when the police comes to you, normally you would let them come through. And if you didn't, very simple, the police went to the court and got orders against you. That's no different from what's happened today or whatever the situation is.